going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going to be in the spotlight this college, this NFL season, way more than the Titans with the number one quarterback that gets picked because of the guy's last name. And we've seen Tomlin make picks based on last names before. The last time he did, and it didn't work because he picked Edmonds and he was not very good. But the time before he did that, it was with Watt, and that turned out to be one of the best picks he ever made. I just think he goes for blockbuster over like independent films. I think he's more of a Spider-Man guy than, I don't know, Lady Bird or something like that. You know, that's just how I read him right now. Like, I think he wants to show people, I'm taking a shot on this brash, cocky kid.
Hold on. Then why not wait a year, actually be like at peace with the idea that you might have to be very bad for 1 year to do this? Roll the dice to a small amount that Arch Manning is going
to
come out after a really
good year.
Because
you have to be the worst team in the league, and they're not, and that's just,
well, Mike, it's anathema. A first time for everything.
It's anathema to them, and there's also no guarantee that
Arch Manning's a bigger blockbuster.
Of course he is, but
probably a better pro.
That requires like 2-15. I don't know. Like I'm not a big Mike Tomlin fan, and I don't think that this roster is that good either. But they're not 2-15 bad. And the team that gets that number one pick, and this is also obviously with also the big caveat that Manning comes out, the team that gets that pick is not trading it.
No, you don't trade a Manning.
Right. So they're keeping that pick, and they're taking him. So that requires you to be go from 10-7 to like 2-15. And that just seems it's not even worth like entertaining, because I just don't see any realistic way it happens for them.
Shedeur Sanders has sounded off on all this, simply tweeting, I'm built for whatever today may bring. Might want to consider tomorrow in there too, my friend.
Why is that?
Might be a day two pick. I didn't have the heart to make that joke, in part because I think I would end up being proven wrong and I would get dunked on by that freezing cold takes guy or something.
Oh, who cares about that?
I still think
throw some balls and do it. Who cares about freezing cold takes?
The problem was it wasn't an original joke.
Big deal.
The mentions are filled with people just writing the word tomorrow back to him.
He's already picked his song for when he comes out tonight. They have walkout music with every prospect. I don't
know
if you saw that.
I saw it briefly. I skimmed by it. What is his?
Now I can't find his.
Here it is. I got it. But wait a minute. His isn't on this. He's not on this list.
Maybe he didn't pick music. He should have picked one of his dad's raps from back in the day.
Matthew Golden, International Players Anthem. Great choice.
A lot of these guys like Gunna. You guys listen to him at all? Don, are you a Gunna guy?
Isn't that Gunna?
Or Gunna? You like him?
Yeah, Gunna, I think, would be writing songs about something
else. I'm actually having him on tonight around 7:30.
How about Jalen Milroe's coming out to Rich Homie Quan?
That's one of the few songs on here I actually like. I recognize.
That's actually Starkey's favorite band these days.
I'm going to tell you right now whose stock is just plummeting for me.
Favorite band.
Whose stock is plummeting for me based on this. Shamar Stewart. He's coming out to a Drake song, buddy. Nobody has, you want to talk about winning your one-on-one battles. Nobody's been losing more of them the last year than Drake.
Lil Wayne's on here, so I obviously know who that is, an outcast, but
Joe Starkey.
Jay-Z.
You know, first-round pick Joe Starkey. I'm coming out to That's What You Get for Loving Me by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
But Chris Berman would look at this list to be like, where's Three Dog
Warren
Night?
Zevon.
Say, who is picking the Yardbirds?
Where's Jackson Brown?
Speaking of, oh, by the way, this is what I hinted at before we went to break. So the odds makers are not buying into any of the now local reporting that Shedeur Sanders is not on the Steelers' mind at 21. Odds, team odds, who will pick Shedeur Sanders in this year's draft? You can bet on this. Steelers -150. So you'd have to bet 150 to win a $100. They think it's better than 50-50 he's picked by the Steelers.
What is
These are the odds makers.
What's the implied percentage on that one?
Like 55%.
Okay, yeah.
Browns 4-1. Giants 6-1. Raiders 10-1. So they are a big favorite compared to the next team.
I'm going to still say that the Browns trade back into the first round and get him and pair him with Hunter again.
That's Steelers first position drafted. Quarterback -135. Defensive line +240, then running back +850, O-line 12-1, cornerback 12-1. So
wide receiver not even on there.
No. Again, quarterback better than 50-50 to be the first pick, and that would obviously get you, that's the reason why it's cheaper than Sanders, is you get Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe in there too, if that's what they do.
There's just so much about Sanders' actual game that doesn't match up with what we hear Mike say he values in quarterbacks. If you went strictly by the rubric Mike has put out through his comments on what he thinks makes for a tough to defend and good quarterback prospect, it honest to God would be Jalen Milroe.
And I think
it would be Dart, by the way, more than it would be Sanders if we're comparing guys who are actually getting talked about around the first round. Dart has more of the things Mike likes: athletic ability, better runner, better arm.
There's part of me that thinks, if this is a red herring, that Milroe is the guy they actually like. If it is a game and they're screwing with everybody, that's the guy they're screwing with everybody for. That's their preference.
At 21 or just later?
I would say later. I would say trade down.
At 21. I mean,
Starkey's prediction on his show was that's what they do. They trade out of pick 21 and their first pick ends up being Milroe.
Did he say where they would make that pick, though?
He may have, but I that kind of got lost in the sauce for me.
Why? What happened?
Because this rumor from Joe, I thought, took the cake today.
I was at a golf center yesterday. There was a man there who would have no reason to lie. He's one of these guys who knows everything. We run into these guys, right? They know everybody and everything. I'll tell you this. While I was talking to him, Mark Whipple called him. Okay, so he was talking to Mark Whipple next to me.
Sure.
So when he's the kind of guy that there's BSers and then there's guys, well, this guy really does know a lot of people. He obviously does because he's standing there talking to Whipple. Mm-hmm. He tells me after that Aaron Rodgers' people are calling around looking for a golf club, a country club, so to speak. So I take that as one more little clue, Bob, that Aaron Rodgers could be headed this way.
So we've heard he's looking for a house in Robinson. Aaron Rodgers looking for a house.
I also heard a cranberry house rumor, a cul-de-sac.
We've heard he's contacted gardeners.
Contacted golf courses, country clubs.
And now he's looking for a golf club or country club.
Now would he go Diamond Run? I think Trubisky and those guys were
there.
You're
the person to ask. I mean, where do you think he's trying to go?
So like he can't just call Oakmont and say, hello, I'm Aaron Rodgers. That they would rebuff him.
Oakmont would not let Aaron Rodgers cut the line?
No, they actually would not.
Whew.
I don't even think it would enter into like the equation for them to even consider it.
Imagine if that was the reason why he didn't come here. He tells the people at Oakmont, I just want to cut the line and get on here. And they just say, nope.
They would say,
all right,
I'm going to retire. That would be swiftly rejected.
But they open up the they roll out the red carpet for Malzi.
I mean,
Halsey and Pomp, here comes that red carpet. They'll find the biggest one they got.
So I'm just running through. Butler's a great club, but it's too far out. Fox Chapel, I think, is sort of cut from the Oakmont cloth of, I don't think they're going to just like tell Aaron, yeah, you know what, we might have a wait list, but you're good, man. I would say your Diamond Runs, your Montour Heights, maybe a Treesdale. A lot of got Porters out there at Treesdale, among others. I think there are a lot of like former athletes who are at Treesdale. So, what are you looking over there at?
I'm also just thinking about how Joe, not Joe, like how does that get on Mark Whipple's radar?
Also, when Mark Whipple does a phone call, does somebody run and hand him the phone and then like he talks into it, then they run the phone back out to the other person, like his play calling style? We do it that way. Yeah, and why is that? Because Whipple's a good golfer, isn't he?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think Whipple's a pretty good golfer.
Well, then that would make sense.
A pretty avid golfer.
Rogers people are calling around looking for a golf club, a country club, so to speak.
Well, you think Joe, if this actually is true, he'll be like, Aaron, Joe Starkey, I'd love to come play your club.
Yeah.
What's the funniest thing we could find out? Like, Rogers is setting up like, what? Isn't there a Wegmans or something going up in Cranberry? Yeah, I heard he's setting up an automatic grocery delivery once a week.
Just based on
raw milk.
Just the spiritual journey he's on. I'm surprised he hasn't like tried to find a medium or a
place
for hot yoga or something like that.
Isn't he dating a woman purportedly who's like a herself a Wiccan, a witch of some kind?
You know any Wiccans, Don?
W-I-C-C-A-N, Wiccan.
How about Ninny Proctor back in like the Salem days? John Proctor. Wasn't it Ninny Proctor?
Now, who was doing all the pressing and the crushing? That sounds like
Giles Corey got crushed by the Rocks.
The women there got a raw deal in Salem.
You think?
They really did.
I think raw deal might be putting it
mildly.
You want
to talk about a miscarriage of justice.
They like accused over 200 women.
Those ladies got effed big time.
Yeah, they got killed.
I know.
30 of them found guilty. 19 hung. One other man, Corey, he died under torture. He did not.
He had the infamous "more weight" quote. Man, they were just tossing rocks on him, and he said, "more weight."
That would be a horrible way to go for Big Giles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Corey.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is draft day 2025. About 7.5 hours from now, we'll know the name of the newest, latest Pittsburgh Steeler. Odds makers think it'll be Shedeur Sanders. We had Adam Schefter on saying that he knows Mike Tomlin really likes Sanders. We also have Joe Starkey saying Aaron Rodgers is sniffing around Pittsburgh looking for a country club or golf club to join. Bob Pompiani, who you hear with Joe most days, 10 to 2. He'll be on tonight, KDK TV, breaking down the draft, and then on the nightly sports call, simulcast here with Malzi, reacting to the pick live tonight. Bob, have you heard similar things about Aaron Rodgers looking for a place to play golf in Pittsburgh?
He's the newest member of Chartiers. I just found that out, got a bulletin, and so I imagine there's something to connect him to. No, just kidding. No, I mean, Joe brought that up today, so I'm not surprised that stuff like that happens with guys who are involved in golf. And, you know, Chris knows this. It's a big fraternity. You know, athletes love to play, and you get to know people on the course, and relationships happen. So,
where would be a good place for him to play here? What do you think would be the ideal course?
First off, Pony was shocked when I told him that if he tried to, like, call Oakmont, they would just politely but firmly rebuff him.
Oh, no, yeah, there's no way. They have a waiting list there, and they respect
that. And more to the point, they would not let him jump the line for their waiting list.
Wow.
No. Well, that's true of a lot of clubs, though. You know, the elite clubs that have their way, people have been trying to get into Augusta National forever.
And he couldn't buy his way in. He couldn't.
The dude from
Live
Golf. The dude from Live Golf would have bought his way into Augusta long ago. He still can't do it.
Man.
Right.
By the way, why is he looking into golf courses? More proof that his mind is not on football. Less golf, more football, Aaron. Come on now. Get your head out of your rear end and start thinking about football and not other things.
Yeah, I think that's a good point because there have been so many things going on that You know, and he may just not want to deal with OTAs, mini camps, whatever the case. I still think he'll end up here, but I, you know, if you're interested in playing golf, it's not going to send a good message if you're out there someplace playing golf or your other guys are working out and you're the quarterback.
Bob, you have access to Art Rooney and Mike Tomlin way more than we do. You have amazing sources. You're not going to betray any of your sources here by talking to us, but we do want draft intel from you. Right now, based on what you're hearing, what do you think the Steelers will do tonight?
Well, it's conditional based on, you know, they could get offered something that would allow them to move back in the draft.
Okay.
As long as they get a first-round pick, I think, you know, still flip-flop with someone behind them who may want to move up over them for various reasons, including offensive linemen they may want, or who knows what is on the shopping list of other teams. But if that happens and they get a first-round pick and they could wait a little bit and then add something else, I know they would love to have a second-round pick back, but that might be hard to get unless George Pickens is involved in something here. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are still at play, but I would think they're going to stick to it, 21, and I still think they're going to go defensive tackle. They can be sending out a lot of different messages, and we've seen that happen. That doesn't necessarily mean what you hear is what you're going to get. So I still think it's going to be a defensive tackle. My preference would be Kenneth Grant. I like the kid from Michigan. Whoever it is, that's the number one position of need.
Bob, if they don't take Kenneth Grant, who would be your next most likely player that they would select?
Well, I'm not going to go quarterback. I told you, Chris.
No, you're very anti-quarterback. You want to run as far away from the quarterbacks as you can in this draft. You're extremely anti-quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, and that's because I just think there's a better time to do it. And if you're going to have Rodgers here, if you draft someone in the first round at 21, then you should probably play him right off the bat based on what it is. But if they're not going to do that, then I would wait. And I still think they're going to wait. So, My other pick would be Emeka Buka. I think if you know what I think might happen, a trade of George Pickens at some point, you're going to need somebody else. They like him. He's one of those kinds of players who I think fit right in with the Steelers. That is, he's a physical guy. He loves engaging in the blocking game, but he's also very good at various routes that he could run. So those would be the two I would look at if there isn't a trade for them to go back.
Now, all right, so on this Fox Sports report about George and then George doing the diva thing of unfollowing the Steelers on social media, does that make you think we will see a George Pickens trade? You said months ago you thought he was going to get traded. Are you now even more confident that something happens in the next 48 hours?
I don't know if I'm confident. I think it sort of adds up. And, you know, again, I don't see a way for them to sign him at the end of this season. So if that's the case, yes, they could play and have two guys that are really good at what they do, and that would give their offense a big boost, and they certainly could use one. But I also think they would like to, you know, figure that out beforehand. They also have two guys who I think are doing well. When you think of Roman Wilson, a guy they'd love to see, but Calvin Austin has moved up and played well. So they have people there, but I would like a number two if I'm going to trade George Pickens, and Ibuka would be the guy.
Bob, if they take a quarterback, what is the earliest pick you think that they will use for that position, and who do you think they would have eyeballed if it's not a first-rounder? So if it's something later in the draft, who do you think they might have their eyes set on?
Well, I think, you know, Chris Milroe is the guy that really has a lot of talent. It fits exactly what Mike Tomlin seems to want, although recently we haven't seen many of those kinds of quarterbacks, and they had one here in Justin Fields, and it didn't take too long for them not to make the, you know, the offer that he needed.
You keep banging that drum. You are not happy that they made that decision on Fields, Bob, and you keep coming back to it.
Tony, all I'm saying is I think that would have been a better answer for now. You have a guy who he's young. You know what he could do with a run game. I would have had more opportunity for him to run, but I think there's more to his pass game in time. We've seen guys develop late in the NFL, and so I'm not ruling that out, that he won't have a really good year with the New York Jets. So I would have done that, still draft someone either this year or next, but you might have had your answer right here because there is upside. With Aaron Rodgers, there's 1 year, and that's pretty much it. So that's why I wanted to see that. And it was a lower cost for sure.
Brian texts in on the note about Starkey's report regarding Rodgers. Ask Bob, greatest Steeler golfer he's played with, Ask Bob, worst Steelers golfer he's ever played with.
Hitting stuff here, Bob.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a guy who's made strides is Jerome Bettis. He's turned out to be pretty good. But it's best. Boy, you caught me off guard with that.
How about
one.
Dick LeBeau?
Listen, Dick LeBeau and Keith Butler both, and Bruce Arians. We once played a tournament together where we won, and I thought he carried me all over the place. So Bruce Arians can play. Those are coaches. As far as players, you know, I don't know who would classify as worse. I haven't played with enough of them to know that.
Roethlisberger, not one of your choices.
Man, what a diplomatic answer by Bob. Not willing to criticize any of these guys.
I forgot about Ben. Ben is up there on the list too. There's no question about him. He's capable of going and winning a lot of tournaments, which he already has around town. So, that's a guy who.
By the way,
well,
Bob,
let me tell you about it. His son is better than he is, and his son can hit it a long way. And I think he's only 12 now.
Bob, last one. If Aaron Rodgers does find a Pittsburgh golf club, which one do you think it'll be? My money is on, believe it or not, Diamond Run.
Well, that depends on where he lives, I think. I'm going to say Swickley Heights or Allegheny.
Mike wants to know, says, hey, you guys were talking about walkout songs at the draft for players tonight. If Papiani were drafted, what song would he come out to?
24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars.
Did not see that one coming.
No, didn't have that one on the board. Definitely not.
Well, I was at the concert when he was here, and so were you. He did put on a show. I will admit that, Bruno Mars.
Oh, he's terrific.
I was entertained. All right, Bob. We won't bother you anymore.
I have nothing to add to the Bruno Mars discourse.
Enjoy. Yes, you were saying?
All I know is Mueller's game has improved to the point now where he's going to be one of the guys that looked as media favorite golfer. He's elevating into the Jerry Dulac status and Rich Walsh status.
Man, wow. That just got a huge yelp from the producer's booth from Donnie right there. I think I got a ways to go to catch both of them, Bob, but thank you.
Holy crap.
No, but you're progressing. And Starkey is, in 3 years' time, I'm telling you, he's moving in the right direction.
His problem is he's way too emotional. He throws it all away after one bad swing, Bob, and that he just can't surmount that.
Josh actually has another question that I think is good for you, Bob. Given Merrill Hodges' relationship with the Steelers, do his comments on Shedeur Sanders make you think it's highly unlikely the Steelers draft him?
No, I just think that's his opinion. I don't think they worry too much about what people say, even those who work for the organization in some capacity. I just, you know, he's
so if you went on a preseason broadcast and said, man, this guy sucks, they'd say, you're right, Bob. Good take. I agree.
No, what I'm saying is when you're analyzing, I don't do that. I have too much respect for these guys who play and what
that is true.
I'm saying,
you make some of these guys that are the future bartenders of America sound like they're Joe Montana and Jerry Rice.
Well, that's kind of the game that we got to play, and that's fine with me. But Merrill's hard hitting about this stuff, and
yes, he
fancies himself in knowing these quarterbacks. So he was right about Manziel. He's been wrong about some. He's been very, very clear about Shedeur and also Cam Ward. So
what do you say about Cam Ward?
That's why I've talked to him in person about that, where he just said he doesn't believe he has what it takes to be a franchise quarterback. He thinks he can be a good quarterback, but not a franchise quarterback.
Gotcha. All right, Bob. Thank you. Enjoy the draft and enjoy Mulsey tonight on
All
Sports
right, guys.
Call.
We'll see you tonight at 10:35, Chris.
There you go.
Goodbye.
I like Merrill, but I'm not going to give Merrill credit for being right about Johnny Manziel. Like 99% of the world, excluding the Browns, thought the guy was going to be a hellacious draft bust and was not a first-round pick.
Didn't Jimmy Haslam say a homeless gentleman, like, implored him to take him? Wasn't that... Donnie, am I crazy?
That's funny. I've never heard that one. Was it that guy in Cleveland who was
the
homeless with
voice.
That great voice? Do
yeah,
you remember that guy,
voice.
Donnie? Ted Williams?
That dude actually has had a hell of a story once he got discovered.
Yeah, I don't think he was the guy that said to take Manziel.
But I could have swore that there was like a story. It wasn't that guy because the Golden Voice, that guy went up, then down, then back up again, and I think is doing well.
People
but
would
I
drive
swear.
Up to him and like give him $5 and he would do
he
like
went by,
a,
he was like
you're
original,
listening to 96.9 yeah. Classic Rock Radio.
Dude, I read his story, man. He had an unbelievable like, you know, kind of full breath of life life story, man. That's because that used to be what he did for a living.
And then he got into the booze and drugs
I think he
and
got
stuff.
Into, like, substance abuse, and then, like, he got out of it, then fell back in it, then got out of it again.
We were watching, I think, the 07 draft the other day, 06 draft, and the Packers took Brian Brum. the Louisville quarterback, the year after they took Rodgers. So they go to Merrill, and he goes, I'll tell you what, this Brom is way better than Aaron Rodgers. He deserves.
Oh, no.
He's going to have a much better chance of replacing Brett Favre one day.
So I had to look this up. Will Brinson, CBSSports.com, May 9th, 2014. Jimmy Haslam says homeless man convinced him to, quote, draft Manziel. But then the story has been 86th, even though the headline hasn't been. Makes me wonder.
What if in a few years you see a headline, Rooney, loudmouth at sports radio station, talked me into picking Kenny Pickett.
Oh, man. You'd when never he first that
said,
one down.
When he first said the guy could be Joe Burrow 2.0, that's when I knew.
Pickett to Pickens is the new Montana to Rice? Well, I just had to at that point.
It's always on the decision maker.
Yeah, that's true.
It always
we could
falls
never,
on them.
We
they
could
have
never
the
blame
iron
you
fist
for that.
In the final
we
say.
Could never blame you for that. The buck really does
people
stop
would,
with Art.
I mean, Rooney could say he was walking on the South Side trail and some homeless guy told him to pick somebody today.
He could
it's
say
nice
he was just
outside.
Walking on the South Side and somebody popped out of Jackson and said, Kenneth Grant.
Remember that guy that was sleeping naked on a bed on the South Side that was just like on the corner of the street like
yeah,
a couple
oh
years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, Marty wasn't happy about that.
What?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he could pick that guy's brain.
Oh, no.
Get him a fresh pair of underwear, too. All right.
With the 30th choice in the 2005 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Heath Miller, tight end from Virginia.
Gonna pop that one going.
Now, look, even though he has an injury, what a pelvic injury, and won't be able to run until May or June, this did not scare Bill Cowher, the Pittsburgh Steelers, at all. They have not had, this is a perfect type of guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not only can he catch, but he's also an old-time tight end. He blocks big time, Mel.
Two players really fell to teams that had to keep their fingers crossed. Mark Clayton falling to Baltimore with the pick. You're talking about 22 and all the way down at 30 with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a player that was targeted and looked at as a Steeler 2-3 months ago. And I know that when you look at a kid who can catch the football, adequate blocker, but his ability to find open areas, catch the football at 6'5", 255, presenting that big target for Ben Roethlisberger, who doesn't have Burris anymore. Plaxico Burris gone in the New York Giants organization now. And you look at a guy like Roethlisberger needing another weapon. They got 16 total receptions. That's it in the tight end spot all of last year. And you got Antonio Gates, Todd Heath, and Gonzalez, all these tight ends, it's back in vogue. Pittsburgh got virtually nothing at tight end. Guess what? This year, that hernia surgery at the end of the year is the reason why he definitely was going to drop this far, but it's a perfect fit. This is one of the first-round draft choices. You can say it was an ideal placement for a football player.
Steelers picks are blast from the past today. 20 years ago, Heath Miller. Pretty spot-on analysis there.
Yeah, pretty rock-solid
by
Mel.
For Berman and Kuiper.
Mel had it
on
right.
On that one.
Heath is... Where does Heath rank among... So, since 2000, I think it's a neat and tidy. You start with the Plex pick. Where does Heath rank among their best first-round picks in the 25 of them we'd have
I mean,
to
are
judge?
You just changing up PM Team Power Rankings right now and making us do this instead? Sounds like you are.
No, but I'm just spitballing. Guys who are definitively better firsts.
Troy.
TJ Watt.
Is Santonio better because he was a Super Bowl MVP?
No.
I think body of work,
it's probably
it would be
Miller.
Heath.
Okay. TJ Watt is better. Cam.
Yes.
Cam for sure. So what have I named six?
Pouncey,
yeah, better.
DeCastro
better. Dave DeCastro is a better player. So that's eight. He's top 10, though, I think. I don't think. Was Hampton a better first? Big snack.
I feel like they're in a pretty similar level.
They're pretty similar. They're,
like they're in that same like Lawrence Timmons level.
I'd go
Heath ahead of both those guys.
Okay. Anybody else that really would pass muster that would even get mentioned? Because otherwise,
the last 10 years besides Watt, there's a lot of bums in there.
Shazier had the unfortunate injury, so that kind of takes him out of the conversation.
Of course, there's already Burns. Anyway. All right. Now let's do the real thing.
All right. Top five preferred Steelers picks. So you're putting together your big board, your wish list on what you want the Steelers to do in the draft tonight. This is not who you expect them to pick. This is how you want them to rank the guys who they could pick at pick 21. Here's five for me. Here's a guy that is all over draft boards. Some places I look at mock drafts, he goes in the teens. Other places I see he goes in the 20s altogether. And it's a position where the Steelers have not done well in the first round. Malzi brought up Artie Burns. Before that, you got to go back to Chad Scott.
I think I know who this is going to be.
Number five is Will Johnson from Michigan for me. The guy's never given up a touchdown in college. He was the MVP of the national championship game 2 years ago.
Didn't run well, though, correct?
That bigger was guy, though. He's 6'2 and a half. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to be Patrick Surtain the second and be the defensive player of the year. Stephon Gilmore, Darrell Revis, a corner of that renown.
You think he's unscrew-upable?
No, I don't. But I do think there's a chance that if you take him there, like Quinyon Mitchell last year in Philadelphia or Cooper DeJean, you get to a point very early this season where he's already your number one guy and he's drawing number one assignments. In fact, I think it could happen like Fautanu at training camp last year where they see this guy up close and they decide very quickly, all right, he's just our number one guy. So I don't think he's going to be there. Actually, I do think he's going to be there. I think he will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like that pick, even though they have a horrible history with corners. So that is five for me. Did he make either one of your lists?
He didn't, but I have another corner at five. It was between Will Johnson
Malzi,
and this player.
We might have the same guy.
One, two, three, Trey
Jahdae
Amos.
Barron.
Ooh. Famous Amos for old Malzi.
Yeah, I feel like Barron is all over the place, too.
It
like
is. He
some
is.
People think, like, oh, it could be, like, fringe top 10, or he'll go after 20. I go with him because he's like a big nickel corner that...
So he'd feel more of a need for them.
Yeah.
Because you could still play Slay and Porter Jr. on the outside.
But he also, like, he has
spot.
The ability to move around a little bit.
Amos is not a small guy at 6'1", 190. You're saying big nickel, right. But, I mean, I look at him as still... He's kind of like Will Johnson. He's a big dude who could be a CB1.
All right. Fourth on Mulsey's
Emeka
draft
Buka.
Wish list.
So I've come around on this guy because I was a Luther Burden guy. Then you start to hear, like, is Luther Burden necessarily
he
like...
He might be George Pickens 2.0.
Yeah, like there's not a ton of that, but enough of it. And then Ibuka, though, I'm starting to think, okay, do you pair a guy with Metcalf? Do you want differing skill sets so you don't just have a bunch of guys who want to run nine, you know, go routes? And I look at him, quarterback's best friend, no character concerns, like the ultimate consummate team guy, which in his particular case... does not really get said at the expense of, and he's not really a top draw athlete. Everyone says, no, the guy's like, he might be a wide receiver too, but he's going to be a damn good one. So I actually have come around on him. I think he can play outside when need be. I think he can work the slot, obviously. And now if you have Metcalf there taking the top off the defense, a guy who does a little bit of everything at wide receiver too looks pretty good.
He is actually second on my list. Donnie, you?
I have him fourth.
Look at you two guys.
Look at us, the Paul Rudd meme.
Well,
baby.
Let's hear you two give me your workshopped number three on your Steelers draft wish list.
I have Walter Nolan at number three.
Not
same thing.
No, I have him at two.
I had him at four.
I think he very well could be like the best and most talented guy out of the defensive tackles. Because
well, I think he is.
He's gotten like the Jalen Carter comps. Yeah, see, I think that the thing
he was
here
the number
too,
one rated player out of high school.
Yes, I think the thing here too for me is that I'm. Pretty confident with him, he will not be there. Like
so
that would require
so you're knocking him down a little bit. That's the same reason
like
I put
even,
him at two because I think
even
he's
like
actually
knocking the player. It's like I think he's gone in the team.
He's actually my number, like the number one guy. If they got him, I think that would be your best case. But because I think it's so unrealistic, I couldn't put him at number one on this because I had to add a touch of the realism to this.
But with Fautanu last year, I think nobody really expected him to be sitting there at 20.
True.
So maybe the same sort of thing could happen.
Number two for me is another one of these guys who I think all it would take is one team not taking this player for him to be there when the Steelers are on the clock.
Okay.
And if he's there, I think you have to consider it. And I think there's one man in the room who's worth $1 billion with a mustache you would have a dip in who would try to twist the arm of Mike Tomlin to say, screw like all of our plans. We have to... go with this guy. And that's the Michigan tight end, Colston Loveland. And I think all it would take is the Colts not taking him. Because the Colts are the team that's mocked to tight ends like crazy.
I thought they've been mocked to Warren more than anyone else.
But what if Warren's gone by the time they pick?
Is this an interchangeable situation where if one of those two is there, you would almost
yes
swap the name?
But I think it's way less likely that Warren's there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Warren goes to the Jets. Or if the Jets take an offensive lineman and the Colts take Warren, then I think Loveland will be there. And I think in my like how I view these players, I think both tight ends at the top of the draft are better than all the wide receivers. I think Warren and Loveland are better than
targets.
Are better than Golden, better than Abuka, better than McMillan.
I don't know. I haven't watched as much of Loveland, and so maybe I'm just being unfair to
him.
Dude,
he's Heath Miller 2.0.
I feel like Warren is George Kittle 2.0. In respect to Heath, I think George Kittle's a better football
player.
Well,
right, but I didn't put Tyler Warren here because I don't think Tyler Warren's going
to
be there.
I was more saying that in response to you saying they're better than any of the wide receivers at that point in the draft. And I think a guy, if you thought you were getting Kittle, I can definitely say I'd take that over like the way these wideouts are projected.
All right, well, NFL.com, I just pulled this up, thinks Loveland is the next Sam Laporta. Would you take Sam Laporta at 21?
Yes, I would take Sam Laporta.
Would you, Don?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
And we know that they love their tight ends.
All right, who's number one for Malzi?
I put Harmon there with the caveat that Nolan is like my...
Harmon!
The caveat is that Nolan is my ideal player there.
I'm with a couple of Harmon stands because that's going to be Donnie's number one, too.
But I think Donnie and I are doing the same thing, putting Nolan down on the list because we just don't think he's going to be there. But he would be my preferred choice at this point. You know, we had Ryan Wilson say slow burn when you watch Harmon. There's a little injury concern floating around, like nebulous injury concern. But Omar with Fautanu has proven he doesn't care about that.
Yeah. Shoulder injury is what I heard.
I still think the player is going to be a really productive NFL player.
Dane Brugler said Derek Harmon is his favorite player in the draft.
I don't think I'm worried about it. I feel pretty good about him if they take him at 21. If that's their pick, or even if they're able to trade down somehow, though, I don't think so. Because I think there's a chance somebody takes a swing on him before they get him. He's my number one.
I got all the big boys, 1, 2, 3. Harmon, Grant, Nolan.
I go Harmon, Nolan, Grant, Ibuka, Amos. Famous Amos. And we have a developing situation with our final official PM team mock draft. Wait till this bad boy gets posted. Pony's going to freak out.
I honestly don't want Harmon or Grant. They just seem like guys to me. They just seem like pluggers.
But what's amazing, I'm not surprised to hear you say that and classify them as such. And the negative side of me, the pessimistic side, which some people would argue is the only side that exists, sees them as such. How do you not see Shedeur Sanders the same way at quarterback as like such a low ceiling game manager?
Because he's a processor who is extremely accurate.
Who doesn't have a good arm for the NFL.
Does not have a great arm. I'm not going to.
No, he doesn't even have a good arm.
I've read a slightly above average arm.
I've seen average to below average arm.
Okay, well, I'm going to put him on the Filippone arm scale at a 6 out of 10.
Oh, five and a half. Is that a sliding scale now because you've been lifting so many weights?
I'm just surprised you're on board with Grant. When I think Grant is like, if Malzi hates inside linebackers one on defensively in the draft, a run stuffing defensive lineman I think would be two.
I'm watching them in their division, still needing to build a team that in some ways is built to beat Baltimore, and I watch Baltimore run for 300 yards. Like, it is a little bit eye-opening.
But who cares about that in the grand scheme of things? You think the Steelers are so far away from being a contender, like, you're basing your first-round pick on the other team's run game? You're also in a friggin' division with Joe Burrow, and when they play the Bengals, you're not even... If it's about stopping the run, Kenneth Grant's going to be on the sideline next to Mike Tomlin.
I got bad news for you about Shedeur Sanders' ability to win a shootout against Joe Burrow. He ain't going to have it.
Okay, you can poke holes in what I said about Sanders all you want, but that's not a defense of what you just said about Grant.
I think Grant makes them a better football team. I don't think there's any reason you should say that about Sanders if they pick him at
21. But you can get a defensive lineman that helps you against the run later in the draft. Why would you use a premium pick on somebody like that?
Because maybe he could turn into something more. Maybe there's a little bit more there.
And what makes you think there is a little bit more there?
A couple of scouting reports think that he could still blossom and be more than like just a pure run stuffer.
Oh, like who?
I want to say Brugler might have written that in The Beast.
Let's see where Brugs has him.
But I might be wrong. I know I've seen it, though.
Brugler has him 25.
They don't think that he's like completely done and this is just what he is as a player.
Brugler has Grant 25. He has Sanders 34. He has Dart 49. He is Jalen Milroe, 73rd.
Milroe still going to the green room?
Yes, he is.
So Dart no longer going.
No. Nope.
We had heard that there was a lot of agent-driven like interest in mm-hmm. him. Milroe, further away, I still think, for most people, unless they think the Browns... Aren't you the one, Pony, that's been saying to us that the Browns really love the skill set there?
That's what Ken Carmen keeps saying. Do you think he blows smoke, or do you think he tells the truth?
He's nothing but a straight shooter, that guy.